French President Nicolas Sarkozy and British Prime Minister David Cameron signed the treaties in London. During the press conference that followed, Mr. Cameron said it was a historical step.
And so today, we open a new chapter in a long history of cooperation on defence and security between Britain and France.
He said the treaties will see Britain and France form a joint army expeditionary force and share aircraft carriers. A nuclear treaty will see the establishment of a centre in Britain to test nuclear technology and a centre in France to carry out the testing. Mr. Cameron.
The result will make our citizens safer, more secure, and better protected in the global age of uncertainty in which we now live. This will also help us to maintain and strengthen our defences at a time when national finances are severely challenged.
London School of Economics British defence expert John Kent says the deal has become a necessary result of defence spending cuts.
It will deal with the issue which we've been facing since the 1950s, whereby escalating defence costs cannot be met without a significant reduction in the commitments that either or both countries undertake. So it will have the advantages of reducing expenditure and enabling hard choices to be avoided.
2 weeks ago, the British government announced cuts to its armed forces in a bid to rein in a mammoth national deficit. Kent says the deal struck between France and Britain doesn't necessarily signal a broader move across Europe.
I would be very surprised if it's the first step to wider deals, because there's been a far greater match between Britain and France in terms of capabilities and approaches to defence, and defence cooperation has been on the agenda.
Britain and France are long-time allies, but their political and military aims have not always been in unison. Most recently, France refused to support the British-backed invasion of Iraq in 2003. Selah Hennessy for VOA News, London.